The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Colling brings it up, guarded tightly by Love with a left-hand dribble. Now she'll reverse it to the right wing. All by herself is Teal. Kick it to the baseline, driving in Anna Squires. No shot. Colling, though, open corner, three-pointer up and in. Whitney with her first bucket.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Tries to put some pressure on the backcourt, but it's simply thrown over. Down low to Standage. Turn around. Land good. Brady Standage makes it 4-3. Stolen on the inbounds. Layup good. Blake Cremosta.
Kearney Catholic and Ravenna have been at the top of the conference for the past decade. This early season rivalry always produces some outstanding matchups. It's the Stars and Blue Jays coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to high school basketball here in Ravenna as we get ready for our boys' game between the Blue Jays and the Kearney Catholic Stars. With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. It was all Kearney Catholic in the girls' game, forcing 40 Ravenna turnovers, winning it 60-24. We expect a different type of ball game here in the boys' contest. Ravenna, maybe not as deep as they have been in the past, but they have got most of their team back from last year. They'll start five seniors tonight from a team that was just a bucket away from making the state tournament, falling to Kimball in the district final, and Michael Hahn, the Division I player. They come in tonight with just their third game of the season. They've beaten Sandhill, Stedford, and Burwell, and they will look for their third win tonight against the Kearney Catholic team that was preseason top 10 but has struggled to score so far this season, and they are 1-3, a rarity for either of these teams to be below 500 when they meet, but they're both in the preseason top 10, and we'll see how she plays out tonight. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups, and get you ready for tonight's boys' contest between Ravenna and Kearney Catholic right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Back here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time to take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Stars of Kearney Catholic, number 10 is a 5'11 junior, Tyler Mestel. Number 13, 6'1" senior, Zach Jackson. Number 14, a 5'11 sophomore, Brady Holtmeyer. Number 22, 6'2" senior, John Masker. And number 23, 5'9 senior, Harrison Pierce. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Scott Carlin, assisted by Don Lease, A.J. Landon, Bob Lang, and Alex Lease, and Matt Johnson. As we said, Kearney Catholic 1-3. They defeated Class D2 Top 10 Parkview Christian on opening night, but then lost the Top 5 Norfolk Catholic, Wood River, and Friday night were knocked off by Ord in overtime, and Ord is now 3-1 on the year. For the Ravenna Jays, they'll go with number 12, 5'11 senior Blake Cremosta. Number 21, 6'1 senior Chance Bach. Number 25, 5'11 senior Kobe Shermer. Number 30, 6'1 senior Michael Bauer. and number 40, 6'4", senior Brady Standage. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Schirmer, Randy Bassnett, Wayne Bach, and Brian Duncan, ranked 7th in the preseason C2 rankings. They're off to a 2-0 start with wins over Sandhill, Stedford, and Burwell, holding those two teams to 28 and 30 points. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Time now for our Seeds of Success and what it will take for these teams to win a basketball game here tonight. Brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Go to Pioneer.com and your mobile Pioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. It's all intensity. We talked about turnovers in the girls' game. It's intensity here tonight. It will be a physical ball game, but with the hand-checking taken out of, for the most part, high school basketball, it'll be interesting to see how these teams play. The Stars may have a little bit more depth tonight, but who will be able to hit some shots? That's been the Stars' problem. And those are your seeds to success. We'll tip it off next.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
We're ready for basketball. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic will capture the opening tip, and Holtmeyer will fire a left-handed three from the left wing. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Chance Bach. Ravenna wants to run. The trailer lays it up. Mike Bowron scores. So Ravenna with the first points here of the basketball game to lead it by a score of 2-0. They'll put pressure on. Kearney Catholic able to break it. Trailer Mestel, pull up three, good. Tyler Mestel buries the three-pointer in transition. The Stars up 3-2. Full court pressure being put on, and the Jays will have to lob it into Brady Standage, the tallest man on the floor at 6'4", steps through the double team and gets it to Kobe Schirmer. He'll bring it across the timeline. Out on the wing, they'll go to Bach. Over to Blake Krabosta, who can handle the basketball. He'll go to Bach again up top. Stars now in a man-to-man after the pressure in the backcourt. Off the dribble, and an offensive foul going to be called here on Chance Bach. Pretty good flop there by Harrison Pierce. He flew a lot harder than any contact was. And the first foul of the game on Bach. As you can hear the crowd in front of us yelling their disapproval. The Stars will have it on offense here with Zach Jackson. He'll swing it over to Holtmeyer. They're running strong offense on the left side. Mestel tries another three from the corner. That's going to come up short. No good. Rebound brought down by Brady Standage. Up the floor, they'll run. It'll be interesting to see how they do with not a lot of depth as Standage attacks the hoop. He draws the foul. It sits on the rim, and it won't go. Both of these teams are used to running 9-10 guys in there. They're not going to be able to do that tonight. Kearney Catholic may, but not with the same amount of even or split time on the floor. The foul is called on Brady Holtmeyer, and the free throw by Standage is up and in. Tied at three here in the first 90 seconds of today's boys game. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. Remember, we also have basketball on the Breeze 94.5, Kennesaw hosting Amherst, St. Cecilia at St. Paul on 1230 KHAS, and online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jackson drives. He's looking for Holtmeyer the whole way. The ball's loose on the ground. They're going to let him scrum for it, and it's finally ripped out of there by Standage, a Kearney Catholic turnover. Outlet pass, Cremosto. The floater down the lane is up and in. And it's a 6-3 lead for the Jays. Kearney Catholic breaks the press again. Holtmeyer 2-on-2. Brady spin move knocked away on the floor. And a jump ball will be called. Ravenna will maintain possession since the opening tip went to Kearney Catholic. And so the Jays will take it out underneath the hoop. A little different looking out of bounds play here. Trouble getting it in. Finally, they get it into the right-hand corner to Michael Bauer, and Bauer now looking for some help, gets it to Cremosta, still not across the timeline, screen is set, Blake dribbles through the double team, swings it over the left wing for Schirmer, three-pointer, Kobe hits it. First three-pointer of the ball game, and Ravenna's off to a 9-3 lead. They have scored seven in a row to take the six-point advantage. Stars dribble out of bounds. Harrison Pierce got too deep on the baseline. Second turnover, Kearney Catholic, and already in the first 2 minutes, you've seen the problem with the Stars. No looks at twos. They fired three threes on their first three possessions, and they just can't get a clean look at a two-point bucket. A lot of those come in transition off steals, and they haven't been able to create as many as they want. As Pierce, hand in the face here of Michael Bauer. Little give and go back into Bauer in the paint from Kremosta. Back out top they'll go. Bach to Schirmer. Skip pass over into the corner right side to Kobe Schirmer. Throws through the lane, nothing there. Kicks it out for a quick three. Kremosta that time skims off the rim, no good. Harrison Pierce with the rebound. Long outlet pass is tipped and stolen away. Third turnover for Kearney Catholic. Standage will dribble down the middle of the floor. Dish it off on the right wing to Schirmer. He's covered. And they'll have to set it up. Bach to the high post. Over to Kremosta. Weak side left. Left-hand dribble working on Masker. Into the paint. Pass knocked away, but right into the hands of Bauer, who gives it over to Schirmer. And the three-pointer this time is no good. And the ball is ripped down by Chance Bach. Boy, they sure let him play for that one. Skip pass over. Three-pointer wide open. Kremosta will not go. They've had some opportunities. Standage over the top gets the offensive put back. 11-3. Ravenna up by eight. Stars break the press. Tyler Mestel over to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer pulls up. 10-footer. Spins around. No good. One and done. Standage the rebound. Ravenna off to the start. Standage 6-4. Going to go coast to coast. And he'll be fouled. Two free throws coming up for Brady. But he kind of got dinged coming down there. He's got to catch his breath. Standage made two free throws earlier in the quarter. He's got 4 points. The foul on John Masker, his first. Second team foul here for the Stars. Great start for Ravenna. And the free throw Standage is up and in. 12-3 Ravenna. And Kearney Catholic will go to their next wave of players. Nathan Williams checks in. Cam Moore. Nathan Howe. And Bryce James. They will leave Zach Jackson in there. Second free throw Standage is up and it is in. That's 11 in a row for Ravenna. And they lead it 13-3. And we're not even midway through the first quarter. Jackson against the pressure, gets it to James. Up ahead, they've got a three-on-one. They'll dish it off for Moore. He'll double-clutch and score on the assist from Howe. So the pressure is broken, and the Stars trying to get the steal. Can't do it. Standage up the floor, two-on-one. He'll take it in, and we have got a foul before the shot from behind on Nathan Howe trying to poke the ball away. His first, he comes up shaking his head, agreeing with the call, knowing that he got him. And Ravenna will take it underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane here for the inbounds pass. Kremosta goes back corner, and he bounced it out of bounds. That's the dangerous thing, throwing it across the baseline. Turnover, Ravenna, their first of the game. The Jays will bring in Caleb Gross, 6'3", junior. So he and Standage are both in there now. That's interesting because the Stars don't have a half-court game yet offensively. 13-5. Ravenna with the lead by 8. 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. Here's James, left side of the key. Looks right, instead goes to the baseline. Williams, the baseline is open. He'll drive, 7-foot floater. And he needed a little help from the rim, but Williams hits his first shot. Up the floor, the press broke. The Jays attack, short jumper, right back up and in. Kobe Schirmer on the assist from Gross. 15-7. Ravenna back up by 8. Cam Moore in the backcourt with the dribble. One step, fires it back over to Moore into the front court. James thought about the three, dribbles it off his foot, fight for the basketball, and it's stolen away. Standage comes up with it. On the outlet, Kremosta, quick three is on the way. It's no good. Ball being tipped around. Offensive rebound put back up. No good by Standage. And coming out of there with it will be Cam Moore for the Stars. To Jackson, 3-on-4. Zach will have to slow it down. They'll sag off him a little bit as he goes to James between the circles, right side Moore. 15-7 Jays. 2:45 to go here in quarter number one. 11-0 run to get him out to that lead. Jackson between the circles goes left elbow to Williams. One dribble, bounce pass to the cutter. Howe in traffic, the scoop shot, no good. Five boards already for Brady Standage. And he can handle the basketball a little bit, which helps him out on the pressure. Mike Bauer over to Gross, up to Cremosta. Off the screens, comes to the right side. He's double teamed. Give and go, pick and roll to Gross. Double team, back out. Cremosta. Skip pass over left wing. Shermer tries to lob it inside to Standage. Fight for the ball, and Jackson's going to come out of there with it for the Stars. Up ahead, they'll go to Howe. Right wing. Ravenna does a good job of getting back defensively. Skip pass over to Williams. Left elbow, Moore. Dribbles into the pressure. Draws the foul on Standage. Got him in the air. And Brady will commit his first personal foul, and Cam Moore will go to the line for the first free throws tonight for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Shelton Gibbon girls playing tonight. That's one of those where the girls play one night and the boys play a different time, as the free throw is up and in by Cam Moore. Pierce and Mestel back in for the Stars. And it looks like Bach's going to re-enter here for Ravenna. Second free throw now for Cam Moore. And the sophomore up and set on a rim and in. So Moore with four of the team's nine, 15-9, Ravenna. Inbounds pass against the full court pressure. Gross right back to Standage. Has a man open up the floor but decides to dribble and nearly lost it. Now it's a free-for-all. Pull-up three. Bauer on the way. It's no good. They missed five in a row. Long rebound comes out to Pierce. Harrison pushes it up the floor. Dish it off to Moore. Cam right corner drives the baseline. Got Standage in the air again. No whistle. His shot rolls off the rim. No good. Caleb Gross will grab the board. Here comes Ravenna. Track meet. Skip pass right side. Bach back out to the trailer. Gross. Top of the key, Standage. Trying to pick it from behind, and Moore couldn't get it. 1:25 to go here, first quarter, 15-9 Ravenna. Standage comes out of the box to get it on the low post. Now finds his cutter and Bauer wrap around. They'll kick it back up top. How about a three-pointer for Gross? And it's off the iron, no good. Cam Moore with his second rebound, and Ravenna now 1 of 7 from three-point land. James down the middle. They're pestering him. They knock it away. They knock it away again. And now we've got a jump ball. It will be Kearney Catholic ball. And back in Masker and Holtmeyer for the Stars. Shermer for the Jays. The original five starters on the floor for Ravenna, who only have eight players suited up tonight. But the rest of the team, as always, sitting on the bench. As we said, not the deep team. Ravenna, this is their least amount of depth in years. Pierce cuts through, takes the ball away. His shot comes up very short. Ball grabbed by Standage. Here come the Jays. A dangerous pass down the floor is kicked by Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna will take it out. Ravenna stuck on 15 here for a while. Been a couple minutes since the Jays scored. They got a bunch of them in a hurry. They're up 13-3 with 4:15 to go in the quarter. Only 2 points over the last three and a half. Their basketball, though, off the inbound. Beautiful backdoor cut in the layup. Kobe Shermer, and that pass came from nearly midcourt. They spread the Stars out, and there still wasn't a lot of room. As Pierce across the timeline, over to James. Nobody's on him. He'll pull up from 12, and it's too strong. Rebound comes out, and a foul called as it's picked up by Mike Bauer. Foul on Kearney Catholic. And it's going to be whistled on Bryce James, his first, and the team's fourth. Outlet pass, home run, ball to go to the other end, and James got back and punched it out of the hands of Cremosta as he was headed to the hoop. Out of bounds it goes, and Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. They'll dump it in quickly in the right-hand corner to Shermer. Shermer lobs it into Standage on the block right side. Over Mestel, they'll get the whistle. Two free throws coming up for Standage, who's already 4 of 4 at the line for 6 points. That'll be foul number one on Tyler Mestel and the fifth team foul here on Kearney Catholic. Again, Kearney Catholic, no problem in the girls' game tonight with their win over Ravenna 60-24 as Standage will put it up and in. Other scores tonight, St. Cecilia over St. Paul 73-27, Alma over Southwest 52-28, Bertrand over Eustis-Farnham 61 252. Kennesaw got by Amherst 49-37. Overton girls over Anselmo Myrna 63-32. And Superior a winner over Franklin. As the second free throw is up and in, Standage a perfect 6 of 6 at the line. He's got 8. Shermer has 7. 19-9. The lead back up to 10 here for Ravenna. 23 seconds remaining. Kearney Catholic looking for the final bucket here, the first quarter. Pierce doubled out top. Picks the dribble up, goes to Jackson. 10 seconds into the right-hand corner. James back to Masker. He'll take it in. Short jumper, sets on the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down, lost away. Jackson's going to get a 3 at the horn, and it's no good. Cremosta was in a hurry to get up the floor and try and get a shot, and in his haste, turned it over. But it cost neither team any. And we're at the end of the first quarter of play in this Lou Platte Conference rivalry. Ravenna 19 and Kearney Catholic 9 here on Classic Hits 98.9.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda back here at Ravenna. A big thank you to Athletic Director Tom Reichs and the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. We start the second quarter here, Ravenna 19 and Kearney Catholic 9. We'll look at some numbers in a moment, but Ravenna dominating the glass off a couple of picks. Cremosta is open on the block, but he short-armed it. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Harrison Pierce. All the way down the floor to Jackson, who tries to throw through the lane to Masker, and it's knocked out of bounds by Bach. Turnovers in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic 4, Ravenna 3. Rebounds 11 for the Jays, 4 for Kearney Catholic. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 for the Stars, 1 of 7 for Ravenna. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 for Kearney Catholic, 6 of 6 for Ravenna, all by Brady Standage, who had 8.6 rebounds. On the inbound, Holtmeyer, right wing, no good. Follows his shot, got it back up and in. Holtmeyer with his first bucket. 19-11, baseball pass to the other end. Nobody on chance. Bach, and the layup is good. That's the second wide-open layup against the Kearney Catholic press tonight for Ravenna. As up the floor with it is Pierce. Has to stop with the pressure. Over to Jackson. Kearney Catholic is led by Cam Moore. He's got 4 points. It's Holtmeyer drives, rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound number 7 for Standage. And Brady not afraid to dribble it up the floor. At midcourt, he'll swing it over his left shoulder to Blake Cremosta. Back up top to Kobe Shermer. Shermer, a stutter dribble, trapped now by Pearson Masker. Into the corner. Box, skip pass up Cremosta. Wide open, flat-footed 3 is good. Blake Cremosta loves that little set shot. He's got 5, and it's a 13-point lead for Ravenna, 24-11. Stars had cut it to 6 after falling down 10 early. Jackson into the front court, gives it off to Pierce, goes to the baseline. There's Holtmeyer. Cut off by Standage, kicks it out to Moore. He'll just crash into Standage. His shot's going to come up short because of that. Bauer with the rebound, and up the floor comes Cremosta. Stops on the right wing, another skip pass. Good catch by Bach into the corner to Shermer, and they'll kick it out and reset here. A little head and shoulder fake, and Bach will give it off to Shermer again, all the way out at midcourt to Cremosta. Holtmeyer guarding Standage. Standage is pushing him out of there, calling for the ball, and it's underthrown, and Holtmeyer will get the steal. Up the floor, Pierce across the timeline, right side, 360 move, pull-up jumper on the way, no good. Rebound brought down by Kobe Shermer. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, 24-11 Ravenna. Three-pointer, Bach in transition is good. And if the threes start raining down for Ravenna, it's going to be almost impossible to beat them. Kearney Catholic has yet to call a timeout. They're down 16, 5:40 to go here in the second quarter. Back out to Jackson in the paint. Pierce in the Giants has it. Volleyball spiked away by Standage. He just shakes his head and says, what are you trying to do? Kearney Catholic is going to sub in. James Mestel-Williams will come in. Masker stays in. So does Jackson. So Masker to throw it into the corner here. Ravenna, very efficient so far. Jackson will take the three from the top of the key and hit it. Zach Jackson's first points of the ball game and gets the Stars up to 14. Ravenna nearly throws it away on the inbound. And James whiffed going for the steal. Now Jackson able to knock it away, has to throw it back into the court of play. And Mestel, can he secure it? No, it rolls out of bounds all the way at the other end. And he about ate the floor there in his hustle. No one ever got the basketball, but it sure definitely changed from the front court all the way to the back court here for Ravenna to throw it in. Baseball pass. Williams picks it off at midcourt. And Williams will give it off to Masker. Left side up to Mestel. Wide open three. Tyler Kasten hit. Back-to-back threes for the Stars. And they can get back within shouting distance. Down by 10, 27-17. Standage will bring the ball up the floor. They can't trap him. He loses the handle, but it flies right into the hands of Kobe Schirmer, and he'll lay it up and in. That ball was not passed to Schirmer. It just slid out of his hands, and it's 29-17. The Jays will take the break here at home. And now a pass to the high post is picked off by Schirmer. Schirmer to the other end, pulls up, gives it off to Bauer, into the corner, Cremosta, a little fancy dribbling. All that does is get him into a double team, throws through the lane, into the hands of Bauer, back out to Gross, who's in. He'll put the ball on the floor, drive, little lefty, no good. Then he slaps the ball out wide for the rebound. The Jays get another chance. Bauer in the paint. He'll get the bounce. Four for Bauer. 31-17. Ravenna by 14. The track meet continues as Masker double clutches and puts it up too strong. Good move by Masker, and it just wouldn't fall. Gross with the rebound. Fast break the other end. Williams is there to try to knock it away. Ball's on the floor. We're going to get a jump, or we're going to get a timeout. They're going to say Kearney Catholic covered it and got the timeout. So a turnover for Ravenna. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball with 3:57 remaining here in the first half of play. It's Ravenna 31, Kearney Catholic 17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Welcome back to Ravenna with 3:57 to go here in quarter number two. The Jays lead it 31-17. They got up by 10 early. Their biggest lead has been 16. Kearney Catholic breaks the press. Holtmeyer gives it off to Williams. Williams, a little head fake, is going to draw the foul as he goes up for the shot. Caleb Gross with his first foul, only the third foul called on Ravenna. And at the line will be Nathan Williams. The sophomore puts the first one up, and it dances around, won't go. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, recap the girls' game. We should be joined by Kearney Catholic girls coach Rick Petrie, so stay with us for that. Second free throw, Williams a little strong, took a weird bounce, and that means that Bryce James is going to track down the rebound. So the Stars will get a second chance here. Trying to keep up with the Jays. To the baseline, Holtmeyer. Now he's trapped in the paint, needs some help. Then he drops the basketball. Then it's knocked away again. Fighting for it, and it's finally stolen away. Then Bauer has it tipped away. Hands everywhere. Ball loose. Another steal. James comes up with it. Then he's fouled as Bach went for the steal. Chance with his second personal foul. Fourth team foul. Caleb Gross will now check in, and Bauer will check out for the Jays, who are doing just fine with their rotation here so far. Only running six men at the moment. The high post, Williams. Williams squares up. Good bounce pass inside. Holtmeyer's open, and he'll get the little floater to go. Brady with his second bucket. 31-19, Jays. Full court pressure on. Cremosta being bellied up on by Bryce James. Works the ball up the floor by himself. Ends up with a triple team. And then as they try to get it into Standage, it's knocked away. And Cam Moore comes out of there with it. Fifth turnover of the quarter for Ravenna. James, cross court, Holtmeyer. 13-footer over everything. Pierce got it, though, and he'll put it up and in. So it worked out. And a timeout going to be called here by Ravenna. Sometimes the air ball is better than just hitting the rim. And Harrison Pierce with his first bucket. Timeout on the floor for Ravenna. 2:42 to go in the first half of play. Ravenna 31, Kearney Catholic 21. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Welcome back to high school basketball. Ravenna leading Kearney Catholic 31-21, but with 2:40 to go. Interesting last 2:40. Coach Paul Moronic didn't have to call the timeout. They've got a comfortable lead, but he saw something. He wants to change it up. And here's what happened. The Standage comes down out of control, and he gets the floater to fall. Standage now with 10 points in the ball game. Not much you can do about that one. 33-21 as the Stars bring it across the timeline to Holtmeyer. Left side of the key out to Mestel. Another three. Tyler off the iron. No good. Standage with the rebound, and then he's fouled. That'll be the eighth rebound by Brady Standage. And with 2:07 to go, more substitutions. Bryce James will check in on the second foul on Masker. They're going to take him out. Gross is back in here for Ravenna. And the Jays will throw it in. Unguarded, Kobe Schirmer looking to get it in. Finally, Bauer will come free. Back to Schirmer. Near midcourt, then dribbles backwards to draw the double team and throws over him to Bauer. Into the front court they go. Back to the trailer. Schirmer pulls up from 10. Too strong. Comes out long to Cremosta. Blake tries a three. No good. Rebound brought down by Harrison Pierce. Sprints to the other end and throws the basketball away. Again, the Stars going too quickly. Seventh turnover. And it'll come back over to Ravenna, leading it by a dozen. So a minute since that timeout, Ravenna scored two. Baseball pass, tried to knock it away again. Pierce got a hand on it, but the Jays do control it to Standage. Standage's going to come down the lane, off the glass, over Mestel and in. Mestel saying, what do I do? Brady Standage is making everything right now. Mestel might have even got away with a foul, and Standage made it. Holtmeyer, left elbow, back up top, James. Head fake into the corner to Jackson. Quick release three. Off the heel, no good. Long rebound. Outlet it up to Cremosta. Missed the layup, though. And it goes out of bounds. And one official has one call, one has another. So let's see what they decide on. And the ball will belong to Ravenna. Oh, now they change it and say the ball belongs to Kearney Catholic. The officials discussed it, and then they pointed the wrong way. 35-21, 1:16 to go before half. Ravenna in the lead. Kearney Catholic been playing from behind. It was 13-3, less than 4 minutes into the ballgame. James gives it over to Pierce. Into the front court, left wing, Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer just can't get that reverse layup. Now he finds a seam and finally is able to flip it up there and score. All six in the quarter for Holtmeyer. Breaking the press again, the Jays. Backdoor Bach gets the catch, hits the trailer. Standage, another floater. That time it doesn't go. Got his own rebound. Up and no good, but he is fouled. Standage going to have the double-double here in the first half. 12 points, 9 boards, 1 block for the big fella. 35-23, Ravenna. 49 seconds remaining in the half. And Standage's free throw is good. 36-23. Don't forget, more basketball Thursday, Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic here on Classic Hits. The next free throw on the way, and it's good. So Standage hits them both. 37-23, a 14-point lead. Inbounds pass comes to James, kind of deep in the corner there, and a push as he's trying to make the pass. Going to be called on the Blue Jays. I believe Michael Bauer is going to get called for this one. That'll be his first. Only the 15 foul, so the Stars have to throw it in. They lob it up to midcourt to Moore. Tipped, but James, the trailer, is able to pick up the loose basketball. Jackson will finally bring it across the timeline. Over to Holtmeyer, spread the floor. The ball knocked away, steal made by Shermer. Shermer up the floor, and a reach-in foul. Zach Jackson trying to get it back. That'll be the first on Jackson. And the seventh team foul here on Kearney Catholic. So a 1-1 coming up for Kobe Shermer. Shermer will put the free throw up. And no good, but there's players down in the lane. Tip try, no good by Michael Bauer. And it ends up in the hands of Harrison Pierce, his sixth board. He'll try to go coast to coast, throw up a circus shot, it goes. He had Standage all over him. 20 seconds to go. Pierce able to get his second bucket. Full court pressure. Jays looking for one more. Crisscross, they go to Gross. Still 12 seconds, have time. They'll set it up here with Cremosta. Force him to the right hand. Step through, and they're going to get him for a walk. Yeah, just a little too much trying to move there without the dribble. Turnover number 9 of the game for Ravenna. 5 seconds for the Stars to get a shot away. They're at three-quarter court here to inbound it. Bryce James looking to throw it in. Just gives it to Pierce, unguarded in the backcourt. He'll dribble straight up the floor. Off to Moore. Moore has it knocked out of his hands, and that is the end of the first half of play. Kearney Catholic wanted a foul. It happened right in front of the Ravenna bench. I think even Coach Baronic, the way he was looking, knows they might have got one there. But nonetheless, that is halftime. It is the Ravenna Blue Jays, 37. The Kearney Catholic Stars, 25. Game 2 of our Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. When we return, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to high school basketball. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County. For business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages, wishing you the happiest of holidays. At halftime, 37-25, the lead belongs to the Ravenna boys. Jumped out to a 10-point lead, and they've kept it between 6 and 16 over the last 12 and a half minutes of this basketball game. Our first game tonight, Ravenna Kearney Catholic Girls, the Stars, as we talked about in the pregame show, were going to try and force turnovers, and turnovers they did, at least 40 according to our count, and they cruised to a 60-24 victory. They're now 5-0 on the season, and we're joined by head coach of the Stars, Rick Petrie. And, Coach, congratulations on the 5-0 start. The girls seem to like playing Ravenna.
We've certainly played very well against them as of late.
Sometimes teams just don't match up. Coach Malsby the last couple of years, you guys have dominated this game, and they go on and win 15, 16, 17 games, played for the district championship last year, and were in the game to the final minutes. What is it that teams have a hard time figuring out about you? Because the press seems to be the same on and on and on. Some teams, and like Ravenna tonight, just doesn't have the depth. Is there anything different that you guys have done to tweak that press over the season?
Yeah, we've done a little bit. You know, we did a little bit more man-to-man press stuff tonight, where we went and trapped a little bit more out of our man-to-man than maybe we have in the past. And, you know, we threw in a couple possessions of our 2-3 or our 2-2-1 zone press there after made free throws, and, you know, just tried to mix it up a little bit second half. But the girls, our girls, just the last couple games have raised their level of play, and it's kind of shown in what we've been able to get accomplished.
It probably wasn't so much about the game tonight. It's more about how, as you said, the team is kind of progressing here from opening night to where you are. You're 5 games in the book. You got a decent test from an improved Adams Central team last week. You're very balanced. Nobody really stood out tonight. Probably the key stat, and it doesn't matter what game you're in, you made free throws. You were 17 out of 22. It doesn't matter if it's a one-point game or a 30-point game. It's the same challenge from the line.
We've done a really good job shooting free throws this year, and that's kind of nice to see. So, the kids have worked hard in practice, and it's transferring to the games, and they're able to knock them down during the games. So that's been a real bonus for us this year.
We're talking with Kearney Catholic girls coach Rick Petrie. How do you feel about how your depth is now? I know you want to develop past those first 6, and you're getting to play quite a few girls again, especially in a game like this. How do you feel about how deep you can go right now?
We're doing pretty good. We're playing 9 right now, and, 8 and 9, maybe not quite as much as some of the other kids. But I'm pretty happy with what I've seen from those kids off the bench, and especially tonight. I thought defensively our effort was a lot better with those kids. You know, they're just not happy to be out there. They're actually getting active, being active, you know, causing turnovers, making good passes, things like that contribute to the team as a whole.
With the style of ball you play, sometimes you don't have to get into a half-court post type of game. You've got some girls that can post up down there. How do you feel that part of your game is right now?
Well, it's not quite as well as I developed quite as well as I would like to see. I think that eventually we'll get there. I think Anna Squires and Caitlin Long and Maddie Squires all have the potential to position themselves inside and then finish. We haven't done a real great job of finishing inside, but I think that's something that will come as the season progresses.
How hard is it to discipline, I guess what might be the word, to force yourself into working on that in a game when you're getting a lot of steals and you got a lot of transition buckets and you don't have a lot of half-court sets?
Well, that's true, and we don't run a lot of half-court sets. So anyway, so that's and maybe we need to do some, put in a couple just for those guys, so we can utilize them a little bit more. But it's tough sometimes to get them the touches that they need to get.
You go into a stretch now where you get your 2 Fort Kearney Conference schools that you've handled quite handily, and then North Platte St. Pat's in the first round of the holiday tournament. So Elm Creek and Overton, what do you want to do to keep fresh going into the holiday break?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for some of those other kids to play a lot of minutes, I think. You know, and not to discredit anybody else, I just think that, we're at that point where it's going to be pretty difficult for those teams to compete a little bit. And, you know, it's a chance for us to develop depth over these next several games. And the other thing is, I really hate to turn the ball over as much as we did tonight. That's something that we really need to work on, too. Although we forced a lot of turnovers, we had plenty ourselves, and that's, you know, something that we need to continue to get better on, because against good teams, you're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, especially, well, after the first quarter, the starters seemed to take care of it. Then the second team maybe had a little more problem with, I had 20 in the ball game.
But yeah.
Nonetheless, 5-0 and off to Elm Creek on Friday. So, Coach, we'll see you there.
Great. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you. Coach Rick Petrie, as the Stars are off to a 5-0 start with a 60-24 victory tonight. 12 points for Maddie Squires as she hit 8 free throws in the basketball game tonight. 11 for Kylie Teal, 9 for Allie Prasoski, and 6-7 different players scored for Ravenna, but nobody more than 5. We'll take a look at the first half stats of our boys' game, 37-25 Ravenna, right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Let's take a look at the first half stats now. Quickly for Kearney Catholic, Bryce James, 1 rebound. Tyler Mestel has hit a pair of three-pointers. He has 6. Zach Jackson has hit a three-pointer for his total. Brady Holtmeyer has 6 points, 1 rebound. Harrison Pierce, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Cam Moore, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Nathan Williams has 2 points in the game. At the half, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from three-point land, 8 turnovers. Only player with multiple fouls, John Masker, has 2. For Ravenna, Blake Cremosta, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Chance Bach, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Kobe Shermer, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Michael Bauer, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Caleb Gross has 3 rebounds. And Brady Standage, outstanding first half for the senior post, 14 points and 9 rebounds. 37 points at the half, 21 rebounds. At the free throw line, 8 of 9, all 8 makes coming from Standage. 3-point shooting, 3 of 10, 1 block, and 9 turnovers. Chance Bach, the only player with 2 fouls. At the half, Ravenna 37, Kearney Catholic 25. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're ready for second half basketball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter, trailing by 12, and a layup is no good by Mestel. He's fouled. A good inbounds, good play coming out of the halftime locker room. Well set up. Mestel was open and then grabbed from behind by Michael Bauer, his second. And at the free throw line, Tyler Mestel for the first time tonight. And the first one is up and in. 37-26. Mestel now leads the team with 7 points. He and Holtmeyer each had 6 at the half. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Mestel hits them both. The lead is back to 10, 37-27. Trap in the backcourt. The ball knocked away. Same starters out there again. Ravenna's only played 6 so far in the ball game. So let's watch if this pace continues, if the Jays get a little tired. It's only their third game. Off the inbounds, they look deep, but they go to Cremosta. Then the pass up the floor is tipped by Jackson, picked off by Holtmeyer. Stars have numbers, and then they walk with the basketball. Oh, man. Masker was out there where he didn't need a three, so he was going to drive in, and he took off before he dribbled with a basketball. The Stars had a 4-on-2 and didn't get a chance, so the Jays catch a break there. Hand it off to Blake Cremosta on the inbound. He brings it right down the middle of the floor. A little floater from 8, no good. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer, and then Cremosta, mad because he missed the shot, commits the foul. Kearney Catholic ball against pressure. They have been bothered tonight, but turnover totals, Ravenna 10, Kearney Catholic 9. 37-27. John Masker with a little double plant of his feet there. I think that was intentional to show that he didn't walk last time, or he didn't think he did. Three-pointer, Jackson, left-hand corner, won't go. Masker tries to grab the rebound, but out of bounds it goes. Each team has made 3 three-pointers, 3 of 8 for the Stars, 3 of 10 for Ravenna. But the last 3 have been missed by Kearney Catholic. And in the backcourt, trouble for Bauer. He is trapped, and then a foul is not called. It's stolen away. Masker scores. How did Zach Jackson not get called for a foul? Turnover, Ravenna, and the bucket. And at the other end, the ball is kicked out of bounds. John Masker scored the last basket for his first bucket of the ball game, but Zach Jackson absolutely just shoved the Ravenna player to the ground, 37-29. So the first 4 points of the half belong to Kearney Catholic. They cut it to 8. Ravenna skip pass over to Bauer. Back up top they'll go to Shermer. Skip pass over the top of the Kearney Catholic zone. Bauer tries a 3. It's off the heel, no good. Out of bounds it goes to Kearney Catholic despite the effort of Kobe Shermer to save it in. So the Stars will get it back with Mestel to chuck it in here. Down by as many as 16. Now it's 8. Mestel taking time against the pressure to Pierce. Across the timeline, Jackson. Jackson attacks, brings it right up over Standage. His floater no good. Stars battle for the rebound. Holtmeyer has it back up and in. And a 6-0 start to the half. It's a 6-point game. 37-31. Gets the Ravenna fans a little concerned here as Bauer brings it across to Cremosta. Bodied up on by Holtmeyer. Dribbles from the right wing to the left wing. Then has it slapped out of his hands and out of bounds by Holtmeyer. 6:12 to go here in the third quarter. Stars 1-3. Ravenna 2-0. And to throw it in will be Kobe Shermer from the deep left corner, front court. Looking, finally lobs it, and it gets to Cremosta. Cremosta over his head underneath the Standage, who scores. Well, it took some work, but Ravenna made a nice play there, and Standage now has 16, and in the backcourt, it's stolen away by Cremosta. He'll drive and miss the one-hand runner. Jackson gets the rebound. He's tied up by Shermer, and the ball will go to Ravenna on the alternating possession. Kearney Catholic will sub early here in the third quarter. Cam Moore, Nathan Williams, Bryce James, Jackson, and Mestel will stay in again, trying to get the long haul going here and maybe wear down the Jays, but Ravenna's got a chance to go back up by double digits after the bucket and then steal. Midcourt with it is Chance Bach. Tries the right side, doesn't take it. Back out for a 3. Shermer, it is good. Kobe Shermer, and the lead now is at 11. Where it was 6 just 15 seconds ago. And then another steal by Ravenna. Cremosta at midcourt just stepped right in front of the bounce pass. Brings it into the front court to Standage outside the arc of the right wing. He'll put his head down, start to drive. And a hand check foul called on Kearney Catholic as he started to make the move. And the foul will be the first of the half on Kearney Catholic, the second of the game on Tyler Mestel. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop, try to force it into Standage, and it's going to be poked away. Zach Jackson comes away with a loose basketball. Across the timeline, he'll give it to James, who Mestel was open, but they didn't see him. Over to Moore. Moore back out top. James, top of the key, 3. Off the front of the iron, won't go. 1-and-done as the board's brought down by Shermer. Up the floor to Cremosta. Spot up 3. Good. 8 straight for Ravenna. After Kearney Catholic got the first 6, what a kick to the gut for the Stars, and it's a 14-point lead. Moore to the high post, leans in, knocked out of his hands by Standage. It'll go out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. So a great start for the Stars to make it interesting, and Ravenna responds with eight in a row, including a pair of threes, and they're up by 14. Kearney Catholic basketball, they'll lob it out top to Tyler Mestel. Dribble to the free throw line, take the 16-footer, and got it. Nice shot by Mestel, and he's in double figures with 10. 45-33, fast break the other way, unaccounted for. Bach, another layup. Kearney Catholic is getting lost on their press. That's the third time that's happened. And then they throw it away on the inbounds, and Kremostas scores. 49-33. Ravenna back up by 16. Jackson breaks the press. He puts up the layup, no good. Williams goes over the top, and a nice offensive stick back for Nathan Williams. He had to float it over Standage on the offensive rebound. 49-35, both teams run it again. Bauer, left-hand corner, gets it into the paint, stops and kicks it back out top to Kremosta. Kremosta over on the wing to Bauer. Trying to get it to Standage. They're trying to double-team him. Brady will come out and catch a breather. They'll reverse it to the right side. High post, Bauer. He's in the paint, dribbles out of there. And another reset for Ravenna. 49-35 Jays, 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Kremosta at midcourt, trapped, and his pass is picked off by Cam Moore. Moore up the floor, outlet pass thrown away. And Ravenna will take it over again. Again, the Stars going too quick. And Kremosta will have it across the timeline for Shermer. So Ravenna withstood the mini run to start the second half by the Stars and now are back in control. Shermer to the high post, Standage hands it off to the cutter. Bauer has it blocked out of bounds from behind by Tyler Mestel. That'll be the first block shot of the game for the Stars. And back in, Pierce, Holtmeyer, and Masker. Williams will stay out there for Kearney Catholic. And so will Holtmeyer. Inbounds pass to Standage, fights through a couple of screens. Has it on the left elbow. Uses his dribble up and now up to Shermer. Shermer drives in some trouble back to Standage at the free throw line. He's squared up on Holtmeyer. One dribble and back out top. They'll reset to Bauer. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. 49-35, Ravenna by 14. Lob it into Standage. Makes a great catch, but there's nowhere to go. Finds Bauer. Shot blocked by Williams, and Masker saves it. What an exchange there. Baseball pass to the other end. Jackson catch, shoot, score. So there's a four-point swing. As Ravenna wastes no time into the front court, Bach just about took the three, gives it off to Kremosta into the paint, tries to go in the corner to Bauer, led him too much, and the fifth turnover of the quarter for Ravenna. That's their 14th of the game. Caleb Gross will check in now. The starting five went for 5.5 minutes here in the third quarter. 49-37, Ravenna. It's been virtually even since the 4:20 mark of the first quarter when it was 13-3 Jays. Holtmeyer takes it around Standage, lays it up and in. Mismatch down low, and Standage didn't have any help. 49-39, 10-point game. Shermer, jump stop, knocked out of his hands. Williams with another steal. Fast break Stars. Standage knocks it off of Holtmeyer, back off Standage and out of bounds. Give credit, though, to Nathan Williams. He has stepped up here during this run and forced a few turnovers. Now right back into the ball game will be Michael Bauer. Give Bach a breather for the Ravenna Blue Jays, trying to start 3-0 again. Masker lobs it into Holtmeyer, left wing. Back out to Jackson. Not much on the inbounds play. To Masker. Holtmeyer posted up on Standage. Tries to come around for the reverse layup. Ducks up and under and scores. Holtmeyer now with 12, and it's an 8-point game, and just like that, it went on a double dribble for Ravenna. Boy, what a crazy third quarter this has been. Stars get 6, Jays get 8, then they go back up by 16, and now it's down to 8, and Kearney Catholic has the ball. 1:52 to go in the third quarter, 49-41 Ravenna, and Pierce will give it to Moore. Cam bounce pass into the front court to Masker. John says, I'm going to try a three. It's good. Masker left alone, hits the three, and this is as close as Kearney Catholic's been since the start of the ball game. 49-44 from 16-5. Bauer into the front court. They're all over him to Gross. Nobody's in the lane, and finally a foul called. Kearney Catholic was trying to get over aggressive and keep the momentum, and they'll get the call. That'll be the second foul of the half on the Stars and the second foul of the game. on Harrison Pierce. Although I only got him for one. I think that's just one. And we agree on that up here. So the inbounds pass comes to Bauer. Uses his dribble up at the center circle. Has to dish it off. And the Stars now again have a trap on Shermer. And as they try to get it Kremosta, they overthrow him and out of bounds. Eight turnovers in the quarter for Ravenna. Coach Baronic staying calm, though. No timeout. Each team has used one in the game. 1:14 to go. Third quarter. 49-44 Ravenna. But the 16-point lead is down to five. Kearney Catholic has the ball. They could make it a one-possession game here. Holtmeyer pulls up at the free throw line, and it's off the heel. No good. Standage will grab his first rebound of the half, 10th of the game, and then try to make a steal. A foul on Kearney Catholic. Exactly 1 minute to go here in the third. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Guda, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry from Ravenna. The annual battle between the Jays and the Stars and the boys' game is usually always a dandy. It's a different kind of game tonight, but it has been plenty exciting. The foul is on Cam Moore, his first. Full court pressure. Ravenna, 5 seconds. Can't get it in. Jays just started to call timeout, but it was too late. And Ravenna has as many turnovers in the quarter as they did in the first half. Inbounds pass, Masker. Fakes the three, right back to Pierce. Gets it into the paint. Holtmeyer with the back cut. He's fouled on the shot, and it will not go, so Brady will have to earn it from the line. But Holtmeyer has as many twos as the rest of the team almost combined. He's got 6 ducks. The third foul on Michael Bauer. Free throw is up, and Holtmeyer hits it. Brady now with 13, 49-45. Ravenna stuck again. Kind of like the first quarter where they put up a bevy of points and then went a long time without moving from 15. Second free throw now for Holtmeyer, and got it. It is a three-point game from 16 down to three, and it is thrown away again. Picked up Mestel, a three at the top of the key, but it is short. That would have tied things up. Fight for the offensive board. Holtmeyer has it in the paint. Draws some contact. No good. Mestel's got it. Blocked from behind, they say. And it is finally grabbed by Standage in the lane. He tries to clear some space. Kearney Catholic didn't get the foul call. Outlet pass. Pierce knocks it away and out of bounds. How much is going to be left in the tank in the fourth quarter? That'll be the question, as the teams will exert a ton of energy here in the third. 30 seconds remaining in the third. 49-46. They give it to Standage on the inbounds outside the arc to Gross. Caleb uses his dribble up. Needs a cutter. Coming out into the corner, Bach will take it. Skip pass over to Shermer. Into the corner, Gross. Caleb tries a three. It skips out, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Zach Jackson. 10 seconds to go. Jackson to James, 7 seconds, top of the key, and then throws it away. He wanted to swing it over on the wing to Messel for a three and threw it behind him. 5 seconds remain here. Ravenna ball in the backcourt. And Kearney Catholic assistant coach Matt Johnson just about had himself a little lunch over there from that basketball. Jays throw it all the way back to Kremosta to half court. He dropped the basketball. That's a double dribble. And Kearney Catholic's going to get a possession at midcourt. Probably should actually be another second on the clock there, but Kearney Catholic is going to get a chance to catch and shoot. 0.7 remains on the clock. And if the Stars throw in a prayer here, they're going to be tied at half or tied at the end of the quarter. Mestel will throw it in. Looking for Masker. Catch, shoot at the horn. Got it! What a turnaround jumper three! And a 16-point deficit has been erased in the third quarter by Kearney Catholic. When it looked like Ravenna had put this one away, they failed to score. It is 49-all, heading to the fourth. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They are on a 16-0 run to tie the game at 49. So let's see who has the energy to start the fourth quarter of play. Ravenna, I had for 11 turnovers in the third quarter. There's games that the Jays don't turn it over 11 times. Kearney Catholic basketball. On the wing with it, James, to the left elbow, Messel. Skip pass, Pierce, right corner, drives the baseline. Floater over Standage, no good. Defensive board brought down by Kobe Schirmer, and that will be his fifth. We'll give you some numbers in a moment as Schirmer comes down out of control. The ball's deflected into the hands of Bauer. Up top to Standage, they'll call him for a travel. Kearney Catholic outscored Ravenna 24-12 in the third quarter of play. Standage leads the way, though, with 16 points, 10 in the ball game for Blake Cremosta. Each team has made five threes, 5 of 14, Ravenna, 5 of 12, Kearney Catholic. Turnovers, Kearney Catholic 14, Ravenna has 21. High post, Mestel, he walked. He didn't think he was going to shoot it. He was just flashing through to kick it out, then realized how open he was and drug his foot. For Kearney Catholic, Brady Holtmeyer, 14, Tyler Mestel, 10, John Master, all 8 in the third quarter, including the 3 at the horn to tie it. We're a minute gone in the fourth quarter, all tied at 49. Master bodying up there on Bauer, a man-to-man. Standage comes outside the arc. They need to get him involved in the lane again. He tries to spin and dribble, and he lost the handle, and out of bounds it goes. So back-to-back turnovers for Ravenna. Also, the Jays did not get to the line in quarter number 3. And Coach Baronic is going to call a timeout. 6:55 remains in this basketball game. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 49 all here on Classic Hits.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits. We have 6:50 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic ball knocked out of the hands of Harrison Pierce. Didn't see the defender or feel him behind him. Steele Ravenna, they want to run the floor. Bach outside the arc looking for a three. Cremosta can't get it. Bauer, weak side. Pump fake. Pierce comes out on him. And on reset. No points yet in the fourth quarter. It's tied at 49. Ravenna is on a monster drought of nearly 4 minutes. Skip pass backside. There they find Schirmer, and he'll get the six-footer off the glass and in. And that breaks the 16-0 run by Kearney Catholic. And very rarely can you get 16 straight scored on you, score, and then have the lead. Masker for three, got it. Third three for Masker. Kearney Catholic's second lead of the game, their first since it was 3-2. At the other end, Ravenna tries to answer. Cremosta for three, got it. Krebost with his third three. Oh, it could get good now, folks. 54-52, it already is. But if they start dropping everything in, take us home. 5:40 to go in the game. James in the left wing. Ravenna by two. Back over the wing to Holtmeyer, or to Jackson. Jackson is bumped, tries to get it back to Mestel, lost the handle, and then Bauer dribbles it off his foot, out of bounds, a break for the Stars. But this up-tempo pace, each team already with three turnovers here in the fourth quarter of play. 5:32 remaining, substitutions rolling in, Gross in, Bauer out for Ravenna. They've played six, Kearney Catholic's played 10, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe not that many, 8. It looks like in the ball game. Cam Moore into the corner to Masker. Also in there is Nathan Williams along with Jackson and Holtmeyer. Left elbow with it, Williams. One dribble into the corner. Moore for three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Kobe Schirmer. Here come the Jays. Cremosta, three in transition. Just a tad strong. Right on line. No good. Rebound brought down by Zach Jackson. Sprints up the floor. Reaching in, Bach went for the steal, couldn't get it. Masker, free throw line jumper, it's in and out, no good. Brought down by Stanage, his 12th board. On the run again, Schirmer into the corner to Bach. Step back, no, back up top Stanage. Over to Cremosta, off a couple of screens. Everybody gun-shy now that all they're going to do is shoot threes. This is where Ravenna usually dumps it inside and burns you. But Standage only 2 points in the half. They need to get him the ball. Big fella looks a little tired over there, though. You look at his face, pretty flush. And they're running the high one for Weave. Cremosta trying to separate to the right elbow. Still has the dribble behind the back. Backing it on Moore. Moore reaches around, knocked it away. Got it back, Cremosta. Out for a three. Chance Bach, no good. Rebound. Caleb Gross wrestles it around. Kearney Catholic wanted a foul, didn't get it. Now Standage lowers his shoulder and scores. Brady doing a good job of controlling his body. 56-52, back-to-back buckets for the Jays. Jackson into the front court, Masker, free throw line, Holtmeyer gives it over to Williams on the left wing, outside the arc. Back of the low block, Holtmeyer got Stanage in the air, and then as he's in the air, goes up and under, scores, and a timeout here by Kearney Catholic. Stanage did a great job not to commit the foul, and Holtmeyer didn't try and lean into him. Brady now with 16. And a timeout on the floor by Kearney Catholic. With 3:52 to go in the ball game, hard to believe that it has moved this quickly. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Ravenna. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. 56-54, Ravenna.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of windrowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the New West postgame show. Right now, 3:45 to go. Ravenna has the basketball and a two-point lead. Kearney Catholic trying to play a little matchup zone here. Cremosa at the top of the circle. Standage, Gross, Schirmer, and Bach, the five on the floor offensively here. Into the corner, Gross. He's going to try another three, and that's good. Caleb Gross with his first bucket of the ball game. 59-54 Ravenna, 3:20 remains. Into the front court, Cam Moore. Moore gets it to the high post. Holtmeyer attacks left side of the lane. Up and no good, but Standage got the foul that time. And Brady Holtmeyer will go to the line. He's 2 of 2, 16 points, 4 rebounds for Standage. That'll be just his second foul. Fourth foul on Ravenna, only 3 on Kearney Catholic. So the Stars trailing have some fouls to give. First free throw is on the way, and Holtmeyer got it. 59-55. Kearney Catholic was down 16 in the third, and rattled off 16 in a row, including a three at the third quarter buzzer to tie it. And Holtmeyer hits them both. He's got 18. 59-56, Ravenna. 3:15 to go against full court zone pressure. Get it to Standage. Across the timeline, Schirmer in the corner to Bach. Back to the trailer, Standage outside the arc, guarded here by Holtmeyer. Brady, a couple of dribbles, comes to the right side of the key. Hands it off to Mostert. They try to double-team him. Pick and roll. Standage, a lot of movement. Puts up the floater and scores. Standage did a good job of keeping that pivot foot. And that is 20 now for Standage. 20 and 12. 20 points, 12 boards. 61-56, Harrison Pierce at three. Top of the key, drained it. Harrison Pierce, his first three-pointer of the ball game. Make it a two-point game, 61-59. 2.5 to go. Midcourt with it. Shermer skips it over to Bach, back to the trailer, Cremosta. Ravenna, though, is now scoring on every possession over the last 2 minutes. Caleb Gross between the circles. Back up top, Cremosta. Right-hand dribble, switches to the right elbow, now backs it out on Bryce James. To Gross, knocked out of his hands. Pierce got it back, but I think he used his dribble. Nope, they say not. He goes ahead and dribbles again into the left-hand corner. Needs some help, and finally a timeout. Coach Baronic has him to use. He'll use one here. It is a 30-second timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With your score, Ravenna 61, Kearney Catholic 59, exactly 2 minutes to go on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Once again, games like this that we really appreciate the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here. Kearney Catholic cruised in the girls' game tonight 60-24. It looked like Ravenna was going to put this one away, but now it's 61-59. Ravenna ball, 2 minutes to go in the hands of Cremosta. Working it out between the circles, left-hand dribble on James. Pierce comes out to trap, picks his dribble up. Knocked out of his hands. Ball loose in the backcourt. James will run it down. Cannot attack the hoop, though, because it's in the corner. Out to Masker for three, though. And Masker is red hot. No points in the first half. 14 in the second half. Fast break the other way. Shermer underneath the hoop. Ball's lost. Picked up Standage. Fade away from six. No good. Got his own rebound. Back up, and it spins out. Then he's over the back. They're going to wave this off and call Standage over the back. That'll be the third on Brady Standage. Outstanding hustle, but it appeared to be the right call, even though the Ravenna fans don't agree. 62-61, Kearney Catholic by one. And this will be the first time that the Stars have led and had the ball all night. 1:26 to go. Now can Ravenna get the stop? Into Masker, Mestel gets it into Pierce. Up the middle of the floor to James, across the timeline, down the sideline they go to Jackson. Back to the cutter, James, back door, open, Holtmeyer layup, good on the assist from James. Three-point game, largest lead for Kearney Catholic. 64-61 at the other end, the pass is tipped and stolen away by Jackson. And it's unraveling for Ravenna with 1 minute to go. Up the floor, Harrison Pierce, and as Ravenna went to steal it, they commit the foul. But again, that is one to give, so no bonus yet. Caleb Gross will come in. And for Kearney Catholic, Cam Moore and John Masker after a short breather. Third foul on Chance Bach. And Ravenna needs a stop or a steal, and Kearney Catholic is going to use a timeout. They'll have two remaining, as will Ravenna. 1 minute to go in the basketball game, and Kearney Catholic puts up five straight here to make it 64-61 Stars. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Out of the timeout, 1 minute remaining. Kearney Catholic will get it in. They throw it away. And then a travel call. Chance Box says he dribbled the ball before he walked. He grabbed the ball. Then he was off balance, and he tried to dribble. But the officials said no, and the teams will exchange turnovers. So a near break, and Ravenna can't quite get out of there. Still 54 seconds to go. 64-61, Kearney Catholic. They get it into Cam Moore. One dribble and trap over to Holtmeyer. Ravenna can play tough D for a while, but then they'll be in a foul situation, trying to knock it out of Holtmeyer's hands. They did momentarily. Back out to Pierce. Pierce at midcourt, 40 seconds to go, over to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer starts to drive, and there's the foul given by Kobe Schirmer. That'll be the first foul on Schirmer. It is the seventh team foul, so at the line to shoot the one and one is Brady Holtmeyer. 4 for 4. He's got 20 points. 14 of those are in the second half. And we'll see what they can get accomplished here. And the free throw is on the way, and it is short. Rebound brought down Standage. It is Ravenna ball down 3, 35 seconds to go. Lob pass into the front court to Caleb Gross. Gross looking for the corner. There's Bach, 25 seconds to go. Starts to drive, then up top they'll go to Schirmer, over to Gross. Now you might have to take the three. 19 seconds, a forced three, Cremosta in and out, Standage, rebound back up and in, it's a one-point game, timeout Ravenna. Off the missed three, Cremosta says, hey man, I got fouled here. But Brady Standage with the offensive putback now has 22 points and 15 rebounds. It is a one-point game. Kearney Catholic, 64. Ravenna, 63. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're going to go ahead and keep it here. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, a chance to chat with both of the coaches, run down the final stats on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. It was 49-33 midway through the quarter, third quarter, in favor of Ravenna. Kearney Catholic closed the third on a 16-0 run, including a three-pointer at the buzzer by John Masker, who has come alive in the last 10 minutes of this game. Here we go with Tyler Mestel to throw it in. Jays will try to get that steal on the inbounds and then foul. Mestel is unguarded, looking to get it to James. They go to Jackson. Jackson immediately fouled in the corner by Kobe Schirmer. And only about a second and a half came off the clock, down to 13.2. So no matter what happens here at the line, as long as you don't give up an offensive rebound, Ravenna should get an opportunity. Zach Jackson has not been to the line tonight. He has 5 points on a 3 and a 2. Ravenna does have one timeout remaining. Kearney Catholic does as well in case Ravenna hits a bucket to take the lead. Zach Jackson up one, the front end of the 1-1 on the way, and good. 6 points for Jackson. 65-63, Kearney Catholic. Now a chance to make it a three-point game. On the way, it's good. And the timeout by Kearney Catholic. So Jackson hits them both. 66-63, timeout on the floor, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Well, the Kearney Catholic basketball team has been struggling to score all season long, but from the midway portion of the third quarter to now, they have basically thrown in 35 points. They got the first six to start the third quarter, went into the drought, and were down 16. And now, do you foul if you're Kearney Catholic? I wouldn't. Just put all your defense out around the three-point line. If Ravenna gets a layup, so be it. Ravenna, will they force a three? 13 seconds to go, 66-63, Kearney Catholic. Their three-point shooter tonight, Blake Cremosta, but Schirmer and Bach can both fire it, and even Gross if they get in the jam. Schirmer to throw it in, they go to Cremosta. Up the floor he comes. They're trying to get rid of it. And James called for the foul in the backcourt. He bodied him. They've got fouls to give. That's only the fourth, so that's why that's so important. So they'll foul him two more times as soon as they touch the ball now. They get it into Cremosta. Cremosta drives into the paint, out to Standage, to Shermer for three. It's short. Standage, the rebound. Good. 2 seconds and a timeout. That's all Ravenna could do. There's still 2 seconds to go. Standage was saying, man, I just got pushed as we were fighting in there. The referee's never going to blow that, though, unless you lay it on the ground. And so the three-pointer didn't go. Shermer actually got a pretty good look there as Kearney Catholic had in their mind to foul, and the ball kept moving away. So this is Ravenna's final timeout. 2 seconds to go. 66-65, Kearney Catholic. And it was one of those situations where really Standage couldn't afford to throw the ball back out because there wasn't really anybody out there. They were crashing the boards. So Kearney Catholic just needs to get the ball in. Ravenna trying to find a way to get the steal. And if the Stars can get it in, they control their own fate with 2 seconds to go. The Stars trying to break a three-game losing streak. Kearney Catholic at the line in the fourth quarter. 4 of 5, 10 of 13 for the game. Ravenna has not shot a free throw in the second half. Standage was 8 of 8 in the first half. Tyler Mestel will throw it in. Masker, Pierce, Moore, and Jackson on the floor. Everybody's at midcourt, and here we go. Mestel looking. He gets it in to Jackson, who is pretty much tackled with 1 second to go, but that was all momentum. That was all momentum. Good job by the officials not to overreact. It was not an intentional foul. Well done by the officials. We'll come to the other end and get the 1-1. Foul on Shermer is his third. And now Ravenna is hoping that Zach Jackson makes both free throws because you don't really have time to even grab a rebound and cast it 80 feet. 1 second remaining. Zach Jackson just made two. The front end of the 1-1 on the way. It's good. I know they won't do it, but I would miss it. I would miss it. Ravenna doesn't have any timeouts in there as everybody's on the lane. Second free throw on the way, and he made it. They need a desperation three, Ravenna does. Standage throws it too far. It's inside the arc, and it's picked off, and Kearney Catholic has made an incredible comeback victory tonight. The final score, Kearney Catholic 68, Ravenna 65, and notch it up as another dandy between the Jays and the Stars. Ravenna had a 16-point lead midway through the third. Kearney Catholic caught him. Ravenna was up by as many as 5 in the second half, but could not hold the lead. The Stars went on an 8-0 run down 61-56 to take the 64-61 lead and never relinquished it. And it overshadows an amazing game tonight from Brady Standage, 24 points and unofficially 16 rebounds. Coming up, the New West postgame show. We'll talk with the coaches. We'll give you all the final stats, and we'll run down some scores from earlier tonight. The final score, Kearney Catholic 68, Ravenna 65. We're back after this.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek fuel trailer dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek fuel trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek fuel trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to Ravenna. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Dom Reichs and the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. It is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll give you a look at the final stats here momentarily, but as always, the fine coaches in this rivalry always make time to join us. And the head coach at Ravenna, Paul Baronic, is first up here after a brief few words to the team. Coach, you cannot say anything for lack of effort tonight.
No, that was the number one thing we said. We did not play bad. They played better. You know, the effort, tremendous effort by our guys because, you know, we're only six deep and they were going to try to run us in the ground. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but our guys never showed that. As far as being tired, I thought they showed resiliency. I'm really proud of them for that fact. Probably the difference in the game, we took a few mini breaks that turned into trouble. They started trapping us harder, but we allowed the trap instead of attacking as we were earlier. And again, you know, maybe fatigue, maybe not. But, you know, in the fourth quarter, our guys still had a valiant effort.
You will not be a deep team this year. How does that affect your style of basketball?
A little bit, but we're doing some different things to kind of stay within the same frame and, softer press, zone, you know, four-letter word in our vocabulary. But and we got to save guys. You know, we can't get in foul trouble, and that's some of the things we have to do. Just a great high school basketball game. And the Kearney Cavaliers is a team that's not going to quit. They've been in some close games all year long, pretty much, and they finally found a way to get one done. You know, and you got to credit their kids, too, because, you know, I've seen them mess many, many, many free throws in the games that we've scouted, and the guys stepped up, and they made free throws, and you got to give them credit.
Well, in a 16-point game, one way or the other, everything pretty much has to fall right, and this is a team that had trouble scoring, and from the midway point of the third quarter on, that's the best they've shot the ball all year. And a lot of it contested. I mean, you guys know that each other's going to shoot some threes.
Sure. And then, you know, the backbreaker a little bit, you know, as a fadeaway three in the corner, and you just had a feeling it was going in, you know, as bad as things were going there. But all we had to do is, you know, make a couple answers, and all that stuff is forgotten. And all those things started out of just lackadaisical plays, unsure passes, and not being solid. But, again, for 95% of the game, it was just a tremendous job by our guys. I'm really proud of them.
Well, of course, Brady Standage was a man tonight, 24 and 16.
Yeah.
And he was 8 of 8 in the line in the first half, but didn't get an opportunity to get there. You guys didn't have any free throws in the second half.
You know, again, that goes to, you know, being aggressive and getting to the basket kind of things. And, you know, Kearney Catholic's pressure doubling us out here on the perimeter and causing some things that way. And we had worked on that, and we were going to, you know, our work at practice was to attack it after that. And we just really just didn't do that as efficiently as I thought we could. And maybe some of this stuff was things that I put in, too, that didn't work for them. So
you're only three games in. Assess what you think of your ball club right now.
Well, again, you know, depth is going to haunt us all year long. Thank God it's not 40 minutes, it's just 32. And Coach Shermer has these guys in tip-top condition, you know. I guess we would assess, you know, how's that going to affect us. And for the most part, it has not. And I understand Kearney Catholic's game plan. Even though we were getting layups, we were expending energy that way. So, you know, but the assessment of our team has just been, you know, these five guys that are seniors are just guys that do not want to lose, and they're going to leave it on the floor, and they did tonight. And then kudos to Caleb, you know, finally stepping out there at big time and rebounding, just doing dirty work. And then he got a three, and he knocked it home. And a huge three too. So, you know, we had some key plays and they answered, you know, but that's our basketball team this year. We have to stay kind of on track. Most of the time we can't take breaks. We just can't take lazy pass breaks. And we discuss this with the guys and they're not trying to do it. They're good guys that understand the fundamentals of the game and you know, Kearney Catholic's pressure got to us a little bit. What was the turnovers?
I had 27 for you and 18 for them, it would be a long, long time since I remember that many on your side of the ledger.
I guess that would be a real big difference because we were up 11-10, I think, at halftime, something like that. So they didn't turn the ball over hardly at all, and we turned it over a lot more. So that equates into the bad stuff usually for the opposing, for us. You know, as far as getting turnovers on us.
Paul, I'll be interested to see how, if you're not any deeper than that, when you play two holiday tournaments in 1 week, plus you got New Year's in between.
Yeah.
You'll be playing yours in Pleasanton's, but up next, you got Gibbon. And once again, I'm going to have to go back and see the last time that there wasn't a Reinertsen or a Baronic actually on the floor playing. That's been decades.
It has been decades. And, you know, and those are fun times, and these are fun times, too. I wouldn't trade these guys that we have. And, yeah, you know, it's going to be a different feel. I imagine, you know, Stroh and their players and their coaches are all going to do the same things as before with what Paul did. So we're looking for similarities, but maybe a few new wrinkles. But they're going to be solid. There's no doubt about it, and it's going to be a tough game. It's always tough at Gibbon. We don't have a lot of luck there. So, but we look forward to bouncing back.
Thanks for always playing your butts off over here at Ravenna. It's fun to watch.
It's a fun game. You know, it really is. And I got the best seat in the house. So thanks, Doug.
Paul, Merry Christmas. We'll
you
see
too,
you at the
buddy.
Holidays.
All right.
That's the head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays in Paul Baronic. We'll be back and talk with Coach Scott Carlin. Take a look at the final numbers after this on the New West postgame show.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Back at the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, joins us here. Coach, we'll talk about the way you won and all that here in just a second, but the bigger relief is to get back in the win column for your kids.
Yeah, I think you can kind of tell at times our guys were playing like a desperate team that needed to win, and that's how they attacked it, and I thought we did a heck of a job battling back. A lot of teams would have gave up, and these guys, there's no quit in them.
You've had trouble scoring. You haven't shot the ball that well, and it shows what happens. I mean, you used it all up here in 12 minutes from the mid-third all the way to the end of the ball game.
Yeah, you know, they say you shoot good and makes the coach look good, and tonight they made me look pretty good, especially that last 12 minutes. But I think the big thing is the guys never really lost their confidence in their shots. I mean, yesterday in practice we were able to hit open shots. They kept looking for them, and I guess maybe that's double-edged swords. We haven't tried to tell the guys, hey, don't shoot that shot either, where some coaches would in practice and stuff like that. We've just said, hey, if you're confident, let's go. You're going to hit it.
Well, it starts pretty ominous for you. You're down 13-3 right out of the gate. And then it just kind of stays there. It kind of stays there. It stays there for a long time. But what about falling behind and anything that changed between there and halftime?
I thought after halftime, our rebounding in the first half I thought was poor. You know, Brady Standage, he's a heck of a ball player. He did a great job on the boards, especially offensively, cleaning them up. We let kind of their physicality when we drove at times dictate what we wanted to do. And then at times we didn't rotate and we leave good shooters open. And they had some guys that knocked down shots. I mean, I think Chance Bach hit a couple, Colby Shermer, you know, obviously Blake Kermost out there is deadly. And I think in the first half they were able to find those guys. We really limited that second half, I thought.
21-10, I had them outboarding you at halftime. And then the second, for the most part, you guys shot so well. There weren't a ton of rebounds out there. And Ravenna got some offensive putbacks. You didn't put them to the line in the second half, and they did get inside a little bit, but there weren't quite as many fouls, which was evident down the stretch here when there were fouls to give.
Yeah, you know, I thought the guys did a pretty good job of showing their hands, and then we kind of, better coaching job by me, I think I rotated guys out a little sooner so they weren't quite as exhausted, shortened their shifts a little bit. Shows when you're able to move a little bit more, you get some more legs, and you're able to not foul.
What about, and especially maybe with the psyche of the team being 1-3, you come out, you get those first 6 points of the third quarter, you whittle that baby from 12-6, and then they get eight straight, hit a couple of threes, you're down 14 just right like that, and you end up being down 16 at 49-33.
I think it was Harrison Pierce that said, guys, we're fine if we take care of the ball and we rebound. And that's what it essentially came down to. I don't know what we had exactly for turnovers in the second half, but I know it was less than we had in the first half. They didn't get as many of those tips from behind because their press didn't bother us. It was when we kind of got past it and then we dribble a little higher. They could tip the ball from behind. That's where we got in trouble, and we really limited that after about the little 8-0 run.
There were a lot of great efforts. John Masker at the end, he was the one that was the spark offensively. Brady Holtmeyer kept you in it during the time when it just seemed to be between 8 and 12 for a long time. But I don't want to overlook in that run in the third quarter, Nathan Williams got three consecutive steals for you, and he hit a bucket in that run as well.
Yeah, you know, Nathan Williams is a guy that we talked about last year as a freshman. You can do so many things offensively. If you play defense, you'll play. And this year he's come out and he's played lights out defense, and he's finding out, hey, it's kind of fun. I can get in that varsity rotation, and his confidence is growing. I'd look out for the rest of the year because that kid, once he kind of finally puts full belief in what he can do, he'll do some amazing things.
It's going to be a little different in these next two doubleheaders from what the girls had. It should be competition-wise. Kearney Catholic girls will be dominant, but with Elm Creek and Overton, the two games, even just last year, down to the wire, Overton pulled on you. What just happened here reversed tonight. They may not have quite as many tools, but both teams are going to want to prove a point.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if there's a team in the area that doesn't have a big bullseye and red mark on that Kearney Catholic game, and we got to come out ready to play. Go to Elm Creek, always a difficult place to play. Coach Cavity has them well prepared over there. And they got some great athletes. I mean, they didn't make a state semifinal run in football for nothing, so we know they're going to be ready to play. We have to be equally ready. And then Overton, obviously, they still got the Ryan kid, they got the Eckout kid, and they got some other kids that have stepped into roles to help them be successful. So by no means are these two easy games we got coming up.
Two teams that made the state tournament last year out of the Fort Kearney Conference, and then of course St. Pat's in the first round of the holiday tournament. Scott, we'll let you get going here. Excellent comeback. I know this is one that's going to make you smile for a couple of days at least, and we'll see you on Friday night.
All right, thanks Doug, thanks
Scott,
for all you do.
You bet. Scott Carlin, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They come back from 16 down to win it 68-65 tonight over Ravenna, and we'll give you the final numbers right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers I had in this ball game, and we will start with Ravenna. Six players played. All of them contributed. Blake Cremosta, 13 points, 2 rebounds. He hit 3 threes. Chance Bach had 7 points, 2 rebounds. Kobe Schirmer had 14 points, 6 rebounds. He had a couple of threes. Michael Bauer had 4 points, 3 rebounds. Caleb Gross had a three-point bucket and 4 rebounds. And then the big man tonight, Brady Standage, probably had the best game of his career. 24 points, 16 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 21 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting was all in the first half. 8 of 9, they didn't attempt one in the second half. Three-point shooting, 3 of 10 in the first half, 4 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, though, for Ravenna, 9 in the first half and a staggering 18 in the second half. Ravenna had 37 points at halftime, 28 in the second half. The Jays finished with 65 points in the basketball game tonight. 33 rebounds, 8 out of 9 at the free throw line, 7 of 20 from three-point land, 1 block, 27 turnovers. Ravenna now 2-1. They'll play at Gibbon on Thursday, their final game before the holidays. For Kearney Catholic, Bryce James, 1 rebound. Tyler Mestel, 10 points, 1 rebound, 1 block shot. Zach Jackson, 9 points, including 4 of 4 at the line in the last minute, 3 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer led the way tonight for the Stars with 20 points. He had 4 rebounds.
Also, John Masker tonight hit 4 second-half threes, finished up with 14 points in the game. Harrison Pierce, 7 points, a team high, 6 rebounds, and I had them all in the first half. Cam Moore, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Nathan Williams, 4 points, a rebound, multiple steals. He had a block shot in the game as well. 10 rebounds in the first half, 8 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 10 of 11 in the second half for Kearney Catholic. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 5 of 8 in the second half. Let's adjust that, 5 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 25 points at halftime. They scored 43 in the second half, and the Stars finished with 68 points, 18 rebounds, 12 out of 15 at the free throw line. They were 8 of 16 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 18 turnovers. The Stars improved to 2-3 with a 68-65 come-from-behind win over Ravenna. They will play at Elm Creek on Friday and then a home game Monday against Overton before heading to the Amherst Holiday Tournament, where they will play North Platte St. Pat's on the 29th. In the girls' game, it was all Kearney Catholic tonight. They forced 40 turnovers, won it 60-24 to improve to 5-0 on the season. Our next basketball is Thursday night. Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic. Girls' game scheduled to tip off at 5 o'clock. Another great one, or 6 o'clock, excuse me. Another great one here tonight from Ravenna. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. The final score, girls, Kearney Catholic 60, Ravenna 24. Boys, Kearney Catholic 68, Ravenna 65. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.